My name is Molly Bronstein, and in honor of the theme of festive music, I'm reading a passage from Mr. Splitfoot by Samantha Hunt. It's still snowing. Icicles smash off the roof in a rush. The wind's making weird sounds down the chimney. After breakfast, Nat finds a wardrobe of winter garb in the mudroom. Parkas, snowshoes, mufflers. He finds a compass. Who wants to see the storm up close? Mr. Bell's playing solitaire. Ruth is distracted by a paperback mystery, The Keening Wind by Wanda LaFontaine. No thanks. Not I. So Nat fills the pocket of his coat with cereal and wanders out alone. Careful, Ruth calls after him, then come back soon. The door closes. A quiet hour passes. Mr. Bell repairs a broken chair. Ruth finds a collection of LPs. Cher, Electric Light Orchestra, Peaches and Herb. Something called the Bevis Frond. Every record in the collection is old. No one has lived here for a while. No one buys records anymore. Whatever the reason, each album feels like a forgotten archive of the way life once was here on Earth. She chooses the Bee Gees, Spirits Having Flown. She likes the title. After figuring out the stereo, the needle begins to pop. The song opens with three-part falsetto brotherly harmony with you. A disco beat drops in, loud and rolling. Baby, I'm satisfied. It is inescapable. It is fantastic. Ruth and Mr. Bell eye each other. He rises from the couch and starts by swiveling his shoulders, lifting his arms overhead as if climbing up a beanstalk. He grooves slowly. Ruth is still seated. Mr. Bell clears a coffee table out of the way. He does the breaststroke, slides down the fire pole, sachets left, makes the pizza, sachets right. He drops to his knees, hops up to his toes. He turns up the volume. Kazetskis and Cabbage Patches. Mr. Bell moonwalks. Ruth shuffles and straightens the cards he was playing. She sets the deck aside and stretches in preparation, shaking her hips gently, nearly by accident. Mr. Bell and Ruth dance wildly. He keeps the music coming, or she does. Flipping the record, finding new ones. They boogie through Hall and Oates, Françoise Hardy, The Shylights, Joan Jett, Doris Troy, The Orange Blossom Special, Harry Belafonte, and one record simply called Wine, Women, and Cha-Cha. The snow keeps falling. Mr. Bell cues up, "Are you lonesome tonight?" Ruth blushes. He does not flinch. He takes her in his arms, leaving a tiny channel for mystery between them. They slow dance, spinning, sometimes close enough to feel the shapes beneath their clothes. Mr. Bell looks at her directly. "Shall?" the record asks, then skips. "Shall I? Shall I? Shall I?" It skips again. Without letting her out of his arms, without looking away, Mr. Bell delicately applies pressure to the stylus. "Come back?" Skip. "Come back? Come back?" He nudges the needle forward once more. "Again?"